All this week, WNYC is reporting with NJ Spotlight and Bloomberg Businessweek the story of American Dream, the half-built mega mall along the New Jersey Turnpike that's now the only large suburban mall under construction anywhere in the United States. Today, WNYC's Ilya Maritz and NJ Spotlight's John Reitmeier ask whether an indoor suburban shopping mall has a future in an America where consumer habits are rapidly changing.
Hey, John, I got a question for you. What was the last thing you bought for yourself, and where'd you buy it?
I bought a sweater, and I bought it online from J.Crew.
Okay, and when is the last time you bought something in a shopping mall?
In a mall?
You just proved my point. Malls are not cool anymore. And not just because you, John Reitmeier, no longer shop there. Sorry.
Okay, Ilya. But malls at one point were cool. Remember Mall Rats, Valley Girls, and the ads? Remember the ads for that board game, Mall Madness?
Got your credit card?
It's Mall Madness.
Sale at the shoe
store. The 90s. Such a long time ago.
We called a mall analyst, Suzanne Mulvey of the CoStar Group, to find out what's wrong with malls. She says it's simple.
We built too much space.
She says we covered our country with shopping. Today, for every American, there are about 48 square feet of Air Jordans, Lucky Jeans, and Auntie Anne's pretzels. Way more than in other advanced countries. Way more than we need. So malls are closing. Mulvey says we need to lose 1 billion square feet of retail.
So if you think about a run-of-the-mill Target, about 100,000 square feet or so, that would be about 10,000 of those. Phenomenal, phenomenal amount of space.
Failing malls. This is the storm cloud on New Jersey's horizon. And New Jersey can either shake its fist at the heavens and try to complete the journey and build this mall, American Dream, or it can change course.
There's actually a guy whose job it is to try to solve this dilemma.
Tim Lazura. I'm the president and chief operating officer of the New Jersey Economic Development Authority. So we're a bunch of bankers, and we make loans and capital available to small businesses. And we try to convince companies that New Jersey is a great place to do business.
The Economic Development Authority, or EDA for short, they seem to be involved in everything big in New Jersey, like IKEA in Elizabeth, off exit 13A of the Turnpike.
We were involved in helping finance the overpass.
And smaller stuff. A few years ago, this pest control company wanted to move out of Brooklyn.
We actually financed folks who make the fly traps. It was the Catchmaster.
The Catchmaster is now in Bayonne.
When we met with Lazura, he told us more than once, I don't make policy. But he said, I try to do economic development the right way. For the past 5 years, Lazura and his team have been working on their biggest, thorniest problem yet. What to do with American Dream. He hands us a piece of paper. It's covered in numbers. But one number is highlighted.
$729,879,856. You didn't want to put cents on that?
This is the expected net economic benefit from American Dream. So if the mall opens and it's successful, New Jersey could bring in almost $730 million in sales taxes, income taxes, and other revenues over two decades. That works out at just over $36 million a year on average. For some perspective, a bad snowstorm last February cost the state $82 million.
One reason Lazura thinks this mall could succeed, and this is important, it's more than just shopping.
This is something like New Jersey's never seen. It is an amusement park with a mall, with an aquarium, a tropical rainforest, a indoor ice rink, an indoor snow ski slope.
But wait, there's more.
An indoor water park, an indoor amusement park, a giant Ferris wheel, movie theaters, restaurants, all kinds of retail.
This is the developer's vision. But when they shared that vision with private lenders, not enough were on board. And this is where the EDA steps in. They offered Triple Five a very sweet deal. They said, if you make it to opening day, you can keep 75 cents of every dollar you collect in sales taxes. That's money that the fiscally challenged state of New Jersey desperately needs right now to build roads and schools and to pay for pensions. But the state is essentially telling the developer, no, you can keep it and use that cash to pay for the mall's construction, up to $390 million.
Tim Lazura says it's the biggest, most complex deal he's ever worked.
Why is it worth the state getting involved in a risky project like this?
Well, the risk is all on the developer. There's no public risk in this. The public already has a half-built building. right? So we already got it. We're already stuck with a project that is disappointing. So our place in this equation is we want to put that asset into productive service.
We were still chewing this over on the way back from Trenton.
So it all comes down to the numbers, right? And especially when you're doing 20-year projections on really big numbers. If you move a number up or down, you know, a few spots, and then you play that out over 20 years at such a big investment, that's where the meat of this is how much can we rely on these numbers?
New Jersey's dilemma is kind of like when you have this car you love, but the transmission is broken, and it would cost more to fix than the car is worth.
Or maybe look at it this way. It's like a relationship where you're not really in love anymore, but it's just easier to stay together. So what do you do?
Tough choice. But New Jersey does have options, and shopping malls are not the only one. In fact, all along the turnpike, we keep seeing these big, boxy buildings that are not malls.
But now there's another one.
There.
Oh, yeah.
Two back there.
This is a cluster.
Yeah, this is fairly new.
Malls and office parks are being replaced by fulfillment centers, this new kind of warehouse where they store and deliver the stuff we order online from Amazon, Fresh Direct, Peapod. We wanted to see one of these up close, so we scored ourselves an invite to Peapod in Jersey City.
This is what we call our pallet pick area, so it's fast-moving items, and it's items that are generally heavier.
The pallet pick area. Our guide, Lynn Blasio, director of operations. She showed us how workers load up crates to ship to customers in Manhattan and, really, to all over.
So again, I pick up the scanner, I scan the tote, I go down to where the light is flashing, so this customer doesn't want Poland Spring water. It looks like they want some sort of spaghetti sauce. Let's go down and take a look.
500 people work here, plus 250 drivers. And what's kind of amazing, they have more than 7 miles of conveyor belts.
Yeah, it's a pretty bedazzling environment.
We've entered the future.
Completely.
It's the grocery shopping of now. It's really not even of the future anymore. So, you know, with people being...
The way we shop for stuff is changing. But one developer has stuck to a vision of colossal enclosed malls combined with amusement parks for over 30 years.
Today, the Gramazians are the largest private landholders in Alberta, but it's the mall that's made them famous. And now they dream of building more malls, bigger malls, malls all over the world.
Our story tomorrow, the Gramazian family of mall developers and their company, Triple Five. I'm Ilya Meritz.
And I'm John Breitmeyer.